Welcome to the DNA Talks podcast, where we take on the mission of unlocking the code of your genetics. This season is all about you, upgrading your health, not just on the surface, but down to the root cause. Join us as your clinicians at the DNA Company investigate your DNA and beyond. The intention of this podcast is to enhance your lifestyle by changing what is in your control. This does not substitute the medical advice given by your personal doctor, therapist, and other healthcare professionals.
Bonjour, mes amis. I have the distinct pleasure today of having a very nerdy, delightful conversation. So, while technically Ken's title is Chief Science Officer, I'm going to call him Chief Nerd, because this just becomes more delightful and disgusting. Today, we'll talk a little bit about his product, but more importantly, I think the applications thereof and the benefits that it can offer, and just kind of the very interesting, would you call it like biophysics, or how would you detail what you do?
I guess I'm a biogeophysicist, but so that kind of fits into the gap. I have a master's of science, and I've done a variety of things over the years, and it was actually doing fusion reactor research that I discovered the radiation protection benefits of C60, and then after the research, I'd been taking the C60, and my druse or dry macular degeneration completely disappeared. And that has happened with many other people who use C60. And that was kind of the introduction of what brought me into the market. And then I started making C60 for friends, family, and myself. And I shared it with alternative healthcare professionals who had great results. They shared it with their customers. And the next thing you know, some people mentioned it on the internet, and C60 Power was born. And we've been around since 2016.
So just to kind of quickly capture that again, you were working with reactors, you stumbled into this thing, you took it for your own benefit.
Yes.
And then it happened to be this lovely, magical little thing, and it's kind of spread a little bit, initially by word of mouth, and then more fueled by various clinical studies and case studies.
It took off rather much. Now it's gone into a lot of the biohacking.
Yeah.
C60 is a biohacker. C60, there's a... we'll do the short thing. There's basically four endogenous antioxidants that the cells produce that are really important. Mm-hmm. One, of course, is CoQ10. We can supplement for that.
Yeah.
One is glutathione, and there's lots of supplementation for that now. But there's really nothing for superoxide dismutase and catalase, and they deal with the superoxide ion, which is the most damaging oxidative radical in the body, and the body doesn't use it as a signaling molecule. And C60 also deals with the hydroxyl ion, the second most damaging oxidative radical in the body, and one that the body doesn't use for signaling molecule because it's so damaging. But C60 doesn't interact with any of the body's signaling molecules, like many of which are antioxidants or oxidative radicals, such as nitrogen oxide, hydrogen peroxide, and some based around sulfur, iron, and zinc. Yeah. So C60 has no toxicity really at any level. And it's the only antioxidant that can increase athletic performance.
So I want to pause this for a little bit, because I think for a long time, the trend within a lot of clinicians, especially when this concept of antioxidant came on the market, was let's ingest, let's take as many as we can. And we started to see some detriment to that, namely because there's a beautiful balance, right? We don't want everything to be antioxidant, right? The mitochondria itself is a balance of oxidants, or sort of radicals, I guess, and those that balance it. So what I'm hearing from you, your product isn't something that will disrupt that electro balance.
Yeah, it's very specific, and it's theorized it was the original antioxidant of life billions of years ago. C60 is produced in meteoric impacts, and because it does the job of SOD, superoxide dismutase, and catalase in one step, it's theorized because it used to be geologically available on the Earth, and they think that those antioxidants were actually developed by the cell to replace C60, which existed billions and billions of years ago.
Yeah.
Of course, now it's back after 4.5 billion years.
We're discovering everything new again.
Yes, and unlike other antioxidants, because it only deals with those specific those oxidative radicals, and the body doesn't use them as signaling molecules, and that's all it does. It doesn't interfere with minerals or nutrients or things. There's really no toxicity at any level. But the thing is, above a certain amount, you're not going to get any adenine benefits. So C60 is a very specific... In what it does, which is superoxide dismutase, catalase, and dealing with the superoxide ion, which I believe we can get to DNA and how C60 can help people who've done their DNA. And by the way, just to let you know, I have taken the DNA test from the DNA company, and it was both good and shocking. But it's better to know than to not know. And because once you know your limitations, like for instance, I have no capacity to digest lectins. So beans are out
there
for me.
There we go. There we go.
And I also have a propensity, a lower propensity, especially as I get older, to process B vitamins.
Yep.
So I have to take, you know, an extra B12 and the other B vitamins.
Yep. Yep.
On the other hand, I have really good arteries, you know, the potential for that. So,
look at you,
so there's benefits.
Amongst us.
And I have an incredible vitamin D processing ability.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're going to discover good and bad, but it's good to know rather than not to know, because it allows you to, you know, so I'm taking B vitamins, but I really don't need like high vitamin D supplementation stay away from the beans because they're full of lectins. So, you know, and so I kind of, I'm more on a paleo diet now, but you know, if I didn't know and lower the gluten levels, but if I hadn't got my DNA tested, I wouldn't know those are the things to do.
I think your reaction to our testing is it's common.
Yes,
to an extent,
it is.
Right? Because I think humans in general have a bias towards hearing negative information. And so when we present reports, we're always mindful to say, you know, here are weak points that we do need to support and work on, but here are the strengths. And I think that's a very powerful thing to learn within, because there are some people out there that don't necessarily need this sort of sod support. It's not to say we don't need it in general.
Yes.
The world tends to deplete sod regardless.
Yes, especially.
We don't live in a world that favors this sort of thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, it encourages people to be more mindful who do not have this innate tendency towards, you know, supporting this pathway strongly. To
yes.
be more mindful, in particular when they're stressed, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing because, C60, because it works in the mitochondria, so it increases, of course, ATP production. But the mitochondria also make pregnenolone, the precursor molecule for all the hormones. So anybody that has some hormonal weakness, or some people have the allele for low SOD production, especially as you age. So C60 would be an excellent replacement for that.
Yeah.
And also, just as in general, as we get older, especially over 40, your endogenous antioxidant production in your cells drops dramatically. So it's a place, if you're in the gray-haired crowd, C60 is something you want to look into.
And I think, to me, the more interesting clinical applications also sit within, you know, we went through this incredible pandemic and we're really waking up to this idea of long-haul COVID, but also just more re-engaged viral loads, right? People unable to balance from an immune perspective, and we're seeing so much of the causation in that sitting within the mitochondria, right?
Yes.
You know, for all the perils of COVID, it really has opened up new conversations around how do we manage immunologic health and viral health.
Yes, people have, I'm not sure where I was showing this, but people have found C60 as one of the protocols for like long COVID. Of course, there's NAC and Seraptase
and
a couple other things that they, Bromeliad, I think, they recommend for it. But it's generally one of those included in that protocol. For a lot of doctors do that. I'm not a medical doctor, by the way. I can't give medical advice. So just I'm unqualified opinion, just letting you know.
No, and I would offer too, right? Like every person's recovery journey based on the viral load, based on, you know, several other factors, including genetics, is going to be different. But part of that, you know, we see so much evidence of mitochondrial dysregulation. And so to find the agents that very specifically can support that organelle, which is struggling, is quite the wonder.
Yes, and that's it's very specific, but very useful. I mean, for people out there, the analogy is, if you think of a car, we would be like the radiator fluid for your car, you know, and that's what we do. But you're still going to need the engine oil.
Yep.
You're going to need the gasoline. You're going to need the air for the tires and the windshield wiper, you know, fluid. So we're very specific, but it's really a lot of practitioners use C60 as a base, because if you can get inflammation down and mitochondria function up, then any treatment that you have, it's going to help, you know, greatly.
Yeah, and I would speak the same way to a lot of our genetic panels, right? People come to us and like, I have this chronic illness. Will your test fix and solve? And the answer to an extent is no, because we don't do disease-defining genes, nor can you diagnose long-haul COVID, whatever it might be, from genes. But knowing your propensities, knowing your physiologic propensities, enables you to support them, clean that up. And that makes what needs to happen atop that, the true cure to it all, so much easier.
Yes, and you're now offering epigenetics as well as DNA, because the DNA tells you what you got, but epigenetics tells you where you're at.
Yeah.
And I did epigenetic testing, and that is just as important.
Yeah.
And but that's your fault, by the way.
You're welcome.
If you've had bad lifestyle habits, which some of us on occasion have, then it will let you know you've been doing things wrong and what you can do to do better.
No, And it could also be positive reinforcement, right?
Like yes.
Your epigenetics will change, and that can be one of the mechanisms with which you reverse biologic age, right? And so to know where you're investing your health energies, which,
oh, yes.
Especially the biohackers of the world, right? There's some people that commit every hour of their day just to being healthy. And to have that ROI check-in is very
yes, because it tells you what you need to work on, and it's something that's like an annual checkup. So
yeah,
that's the thing about epigenetics. Your genetics is not going to change,
yeah.
But your the methylation of your genes that does, and so
or the stress it, upon the
yes, exactly. It can tell you what you need to do and what direction to go, and so it's a really good thing to know.
So before we close up, I wonder if you can speak a little bit again, given you're the chief nerd. Can you speak to, I know your company is engaging and starting to study specifically females and hormone patterns, and can you speak to some of the work being done there? Because I think women's health, women's medicine is something that very beautifully now is coming to a forefront. We're starting to explore. So can you talk to some of the energies that your company is putting into supporting that?
Yeah, we have some of the alternative and other medical doctors that are leaders in female medicine. Specifically are using C60 as a basic protocol.
Yeah.
And one of the key parts is, of course, C60's ability to increase mitochondria function,
yeah.
Which then the mitochondria make pregnenolone, which is the precursor molecule for all the hormones.
Yeah.
But it's like all your hormones. And then and the body decides what hormones it wants. So it's a really good base.
Yeah.
And they found great efficacy with it. And then from there, once they get, reestablished, lowered inflammation, increased pregnenolone production, then they can go from there and get even better treatments and results with their patients.
Yeah, which I'm very excited to see those case studies, those clinical pearls as they come to be. And it's wonderful that you guys are investing the concerted focus study as opposed to just tossing it out there as go do this.
Our CEO is Jess McNaughton, and so she's really involved with that, especially with these female doctors. And so that's the concern. I'm just the chief scientist now. I have people much better than I running the company.
Hey, nerd's nerd, right?
Yes, I'll just specialize in being a nerd. Yes.
And on that beautiful note, I think we will bid you all adieu, but hopefully at some point in time we'll get you to come back. We'll either nerd a little bit deeper or...
Yes, once my epigenetic testing, the latest, which is going to come in.
Yeah.
And then I'll be able to see if I've been good for the last... year and a half since my last one.
Your second test?
Yeah, this will be the second test.
So
I have changed my lifestyles a bit.
Yeah.
Encouraged in the right direction. So we'll see how that's improved.
That would be lovely. And I find the interesting question there is, have you made progress? And if not, cool. What you were doing to date wasn't as helpful, so let's shift it. Right.
Yes, absolutely.
It's all information. That's what we have to treat it. We don't stigmatize the information. We just learn from the information.
Yes, that's the thing.
There we go. All right. Well. Maybe we'll invite you back on air for a live reading.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That would be a shocking yes. Then you'll know what it's like when you see your epigenetic readings.
We'll balance with the positive in that.
Yes.
Yeah. Because there's always green flags. Just people
that's
are
true.
Primed to be seeing them. That's how our brain works.
Yes, there is.
Yeah. Well, it was so delightful.
Oh, it was great to be here.
Very much.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.